Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenginem Hang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Rajya Sabha MP Phang Non Konyak emphasizes continued focus on transparency and equitable access to food. Southern Angami Youth Organization submits representations to NHIDCL and EAC Kezocha, urging expedited repairs on key road stretches. Health and Family Welfare Department observes World Population Day at CMO Kohima. And National Security Advisor Doval says Operation Sindoor showcase India's state-of-the-art indigenous technology. Now the news in detail. The State-Level Consultative Committee, SLCC, meeting of the Food Corporation of India, FCI, was held today at Dimapur. It was chaired by Rajya Sabha MP and SLCC Chairperson S. Phang Non Konyak. Officials from the Food and Civil Supplies Department and FCI's regional office attended the session. Ms. Konyak praised FCI's digital initiatives, including the FCI app and online portal, for enhancing transparency and efficiency. She emphasized the importance of timely distribution, monitoring and awareness, urging continued focus on transparency and equitable access to food. A detailed presentation highlighted FCI's operations, IT advancements, food security schemes and preventive measures in Nagaland. Key issues reviewed included procurement, quality, storage, losses, TPDS functioning and matters referred by the Ministry of Consumer Affairs. Queries from participants were addressed by FCI and state officials. The Southern Angami Youth Organization, SAYO, has submitted representations to NHIDCL and the EAC Kezocha, urging expedited repairs on key road stretches in Kohima District. Addressing NHIDCL, SAYO raised concern over the slow progress of landslide repair work at NH29 in Pesama Village, stressing the need for at least one-way access for heavy vehicles. They referred to a no-objection certificate from the Pesama Village Council to support immediate restoration efforts on the vital interstate route to Manipur. In a separate appeal to the EAC, SAYO requested repairs along the Chakhabama to Mau Road, particularly the Kirima to Kezo stretch, citing poor road and drainage conditions. Notably, SAYO said the Senapati Truckers Union Manipur are taking the initiatives to repair the roads, raising concerns over the state inaction. In this, SAYO urged both authorities to deploy additional manpower and resources to prevent further deterioration during the monsoon and restore safe travel for commuters. The World Population Day and Fortnight, 11th to 18th July 2025, was observed today at the CMO's Conference Hall, Kohima, under the theme Healthy Timing and Spacing Between Pregnancies for Planned Parenthood. The event was organized by the District Health Society in collaboration with the Department of Health and Family Welfare, National Health Mission, Dr. Krevilu Nakro, highlighted the importance of family planning and introduced the Sarthi on Wheels initiative under Mission Parivar Vikas. It was informed that awareness campaign will be held across Kohima District, promoting contraceptive use, counseling, and male involvement in family planning. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India was able to succeed in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets crisscrossing Pakistan in 28 minutes. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said that the Indian military had the state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos, integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor.
13 air bases of Pakistan now, before 10th May and after 10th May. Whether it was in Targoda or it was in Rahim Yar Khan or it was in Chakrala or it was in Rawalpindi, including the Bellary where they have got the AVEX, the Avoidance Control System. Now, I'm not telling any of this thing. I'm only telling what the foreign media, on the basis of the imageries, have put the images in. So we very good to see. We are capable of doing that.
The National Security Advisor said this is a period in 1,000 years and the youth of the country cannot afford to miss it. He called upon the students and the youth to make the country a developed state in 2047 by inventing technologies using resources including rare earth minerals, artificial intelligence and quantum computing.
He sees the spirit that I want each one of you to go. Will you have that passion for your nation? Is it something that you realize it a little too late, or you realize in 2025 that you have to take the country in 2047? Make it a proud country, a major power in military terms, in economic terms, in science and technology, in everything and every area of the human activity. If you can manage your time, you can manage your energy, and we can manage your mind and spirit, you can achieve it.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, has informed that 3 hospitals have been re-impaneled under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme. The hospitals are Eden Medical Center, Dimapur, Olive Christian Hospital and Research Center, Dimapur, and Bethel Medical Center, Kohima. Informing this, CEO Nagaland Health Protection Society, Thavasilan K, said that beneficiaries of both the schemes can now visit these hospitals for cashless treatment. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks, e-trucks under the PM e-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kumaraswamy said, a dedicated provision has been made to reserve incentives for approximately 1,100 e-trucks registered in Delhi with an outlay of 100 crore rupees. He said that the scheme provides financial incentives for N2 and N3 category e-trucks with demand incentives ranging up to 9.6 lakh rupees depending on the gross vehicle weight. We have a report.
The scheme is a strategic move to support India's commitment to reducing vehicular emissions and achieving its net zero 2070 goals. To ensure the reliability of electric trucks, manufacturers will provide a comprehensive warranty, and scrapping old polluting trucks is a mandatory to avail incentives. The scheme also aimed to support the development of around 5,600 e-trucks, promoting indigenous manufacturing and reducing logistic cost and carbon footprint. To ensure the reliability of electric trucks, the manufacturers will provide a comprehensive manufacturer-backed warranty. This will include a 5-year or 500,000-kilometer warranty for the battery. With Priya Mondal, Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
PEC District Administration, led by Deputy Commissioner Roshitho Nguri, started inspection visit of the district offices in PEC from yesterday. The purpose of the inspection visit is to strengthen the attendance of staff employees in the offices on working days. On the first day, the team visited the district offices of Executive Engineer for Water Resources, DRDA-RD, and visited the Chief Veterinary Office and Office of the Station Superintendent, NST, today. The Deputy Commissioner conducted coordination meeting with the offices and staffs during inspection visit. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today launched a white paper titled Transitioning to Quantum Cyber Readiness in New Delhi. The white paper is a valuable guide for organizations from across sectors to begin their quantum-safe migration and prepare for quantum readiness. It also recommends practical approaches for integrating new security protocols into existing frameworks while maintaining compliance and operational continuity. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Rajya Sabha MP Phangnon Konyak emphasizes continued focus on transparency and equitable access to food. Southern Angami Youth Organization submits representations to NHIDCL and EAC Kezocha, urging expedited repairs on key road stretches. Health and Family Welfare Department observes World Population Day at CMO Kohima. And National Security Advisor Doval says Operation Sindoor showcased India's state-of-the-art indigenous technology. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night. Mm-hmm.